Okay, let's begin our discussion of Megillah, Yerushalmi, Daf Lamed Zayin, and we have a couple of daf left here in the fourth parak of Megillah, parak HaKori Omed. As we continue discussing, the last mishnah we did last time was about what you need a minyan for. What do you need a minyan for? So, Pashup Shad, these are Devarim Shebikdusha, but not all, right? The Mamad and the Moshav, Lachora is, might not be a Devar Shebikdusha, but still the halach is that one needs a minyan for all of these activities. Most of them are, right? The Chazen and Berchas Kohanim, Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas HaFtorah, and the Zimun with Shame, and a couple of others that we said at the Karkos at the end, as we will, as we get back to. So the Gemara says, Mikivan Tetanina. So the Gemara says that the first two, Ain Personal Shema, remember, what did that mean? That meant if there were 10 people that davened at home, they davened b'yachidus, now they come to shul, and they want to have a baruchu. So what do they do? So they get together, and they say a kaddish, and they say a baruchu, and they say the first part of Kriya Shema, the first section of Birchos Kriya Shema. If you look in the Karban Eidah, he explains what we just said. Eight personal Shema. Asara Shebo Lebeis HaKnesses. Acher Shekaru Tzibur Shema. 10 people come to shul after the Tzibur already said Shema. Omed Echad Va'omer Kaddish U'Baracha Rishona Shalafnei Kriya Shema. You say the first bracha. Nothing, not something that we're used to. And that's parson. Prusa means a half, a part. Parson Lashem Prusa, Klomer Chatzi Dovers. They say one of the brachas before Kriya Shema. So he asked the Gemara, once the Gemara Mishnah says that you need a minyan for that part of Prisa Shema, then why do you have to say the second part of to be the chazen for the tefillah? It's kind of like a hemshech. Once you need for the first half, obviously it continues. Mikiva to Tanina in person as Shema Pachos Beasara. Once you say you need 10 for the first part, Velaida Mile Tanina. Why did it have to say the next line? Ain't over it. That's Lefnei Teva Pachos Beasara. What do you need that second part? What exactly is the question? If you look in the Pnei Moshe on the bottom, Ulei Zedavar Tzarachod Lemisni Ain't over Lefnei Teva. Why do you have to say the next line? Hare Elusha person as Shema Ain't over Lefnei Teva. They're there. The minyan continues. Lispala v'lomar kedusha. The half that's there for the minyan that's there for baruchu and for the first bracha of kriya shema, they continues and lachora have to be there for the continuation of the amida. So the Gemara answers, the following is the reason why you have to say a separate phrase in the Mishnah. Lachain sricha kahadat atoni, because the following brisa, as we're about to see, sometimes for any these activities, if you have a minyan, what happens if some of your minyan walks out in the middle? So as we'll see, you're allowed to finish. You're allowed to finish as long as you get up to the end of that stage that you're up to. Meaning, let's say the minion, we're going to see, the minion leaves in the middle of Chadar HaShatz. So I'm allowed to continue Chadar HaShatz without a minion. But you can't lane. Right? Laning is something separate. That's a separate stage and that's mentioned in the Mishnah. If you had Haftorah for Kriyas HaTorah. So you can't do the Haftorah if your minion leaves. And the like. So to hear, that's the chiddush, as we'll see the maskana, even if you had a minyan for prisa shema, and then the minyan leaves, so then you cannot, right, to have the chazar sashatz, without a minyan. So that's why. L'chei tzricha kadotani, and parsa shema pakos be'asara. You're not allowed to have less than a minyan. Hischilu basara v'hochol ha'miksas. But if you started with a minyan, and then, some of them left, and then you can finish that section. You can finish that section. And we continue. Ain't over nilavnei teva bach pachas me'asara. You can't have a tefila, the amida. Hitchilu ba'asara v'halchul ha'miksas and gomer. If we had a minyan and then some of them left, we finish. But we know that's the halacha. Let's say one is a mil of chazer as a shatz. We paskin that not only do you finish, let's say somebody runs out and there's less than a 10 in the middle of chazer as a shatz, you finish chazer as a shatz, and you can do the chatzi kaddish afterwards, or if it's, let's say, mincha, kaddish tiskabel. Kaddish tiskabel goes with the amida, and therefore goes with the Shmona Esrei, and therefore you even can do kaddish tiskabel. Every Shmona Esrei gets a tiskabel. Tiskabel, slow, sort of ozone, except the tefillah. So that's really a hemshech, the finishing of the tefillah. And that's why that could even be said without if the minyan is no longer there. The kaddish yasom, that's something separate. That's not connected to the Shmona Esrei, and that wouldn't be able to be said. But the Kaddish Tiskabel would be able to be said, Einos and Eskapeim Pachos Be'asara. In the middle of Birchas Kohanim, I don't know, if somebody goes out in the middle of Birchas Kohanim, I don't have anybody sees, they're not looking anywhere, but somebody notices. You continue, Hischilu Basara V'yatsal HaMiksas and Gomer, you finish. Ein Karim Batara Pachos Be'asara, right? The Kriyas HaTorah cannot be less than 10. Hischilu Basara V'yatsal HaMiksas and Gomer, but you're allowed to you're allowed to finish. But again, each of these are separate stages. So just because you finish one stage without dominion does not mean you go to the next one. If you started with dominion and then some of them went out, so then one can finish. But regarding all of these, we say, if somebody leaves, so then yichlu there, it's not a good thing, right? Those be Hashem, they should be destroyed. But you don't leave. You're not allowed to leave. The Karban Eda notes here, it only means if you're going to leave without, let's say there's 15 and then there's going to be 13. That's not Ozvei Hashem, right? It says the Karban Eda v'dafka shlo nishtayru asara. If 10 aren't left after you leave, that's the problem. Avalim nishtayru asara mutar lateis l'tzarach. But if not, one is allowed to leave. One is not, one is not allowed to leave during laning. Between the aliyahs is separate. But when the Torah is being read, one is not allowed to leave the shul. Somebody needs to leave, so then one should go between the aliyahs. There's a fascinating suffix that Rabbi Kiva Eger has on the bottom of Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses, this is the Simin Nun Hei, is the halacha Shulchan Aruch about Kaddish. So that's the first place that minyan is spoken about. Simin Nun Hei. That's what the poskim says. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Im hiska lo mar kadosh o kedusha basara v'yatsu miksasan gomer oso a kadosh o oso a kedusha shehiska v'usher sarah ruban. You gotta have at least six left, though. That's not mentioned explicitly in our Gemara, but six. You need at least six, right? Six is a rove, majority, right? That's there's different halachas for different areas of halacha. Let's say for zimun, how many people had to have bread? Right, we say you need a minyan only with Shem Hashem. How many people have to have bread? It's called Ruba de Minkar. Ruba, a recognizable robe, which is seven, not six. You need seven, and the other three could have eaten whatever. But that's seven. But that's the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch here says you can finish as long as you have six left. The Ramah adds, Umikama kama veiri hi latzeis. V'aleim omer oiv v'afshem yikalu. Right, where does he get that from? Parentheses, Yerushalmi. Right here. Our Yerushalmi is quoted right here in the Ramah. That if you leave, aveir hi biyado. Avalim nisharu asara mutar lazeis. But if 10 are left, then mutar lazeis. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger. So you have to have 6 that are left. What happens, like in this suffix reflects what the getting to the root of the idea. What happens if 7 people left and then 4 new ones came in? Right? So you have a rove, but you don't have the same rove. Is that okay? Right? Well, what's the idea of having the rove? You have to have the majority of the minions still left, right? What happens if you have a rove, but you don't have the same? I'm not sure. So now you got 6. V'yesh atarov im mahani ligmar kivon deleka rove me osan yud ischili. You don't have the 10. Does that have to be a hemshich of the beginning, or do you look at right now? You have a minion. What happens if 5 left and then one of those 5 came back? So there was a break. So is that good enough? You call the guy. He went out to the parking lot. No, guy, you don't have a minion. Come back. So is that good enough? You say, oh, he's done. We would say, of course, he's not done. But he says, conceptually, then maybe once you lose the minion, Yesh l'safik shema dekfar hayazman deleka shir ruba nistale kadavar lagamre. Maybe it's something new. So he has that suffix about this. Pashas, we would be mako because minyan is a dinter rabbanon, but that is the suffix of Rabbi Kiva Eger here in Simin Nunhei. Okay. Also, I saw a discussion in some of the Achronim. You know, why is it that once we have a minyan, even if you don't have a minyan right now, you would think that if there's no minyan right now, you stop right now. You stop. It's done. You need Davar Shabakdusha is only with a minion. Right? Do you say like, once the Shekhinah comes with a minion, so that it doesn't leave? Doesn't leave? Once the Shekhinah is here, it's harder to get the Shekhinah than for the Shekhinah to leave. And once it's here, it'll stay even without a minion. So it's not 100% clear what exactly is the reason, but that's the halacha. That's the halacha. As long as one started, so then one can continue. And therefore, that's why it's said in the Mishnah. The Mishnah has a separate phrase of Ein Over and Lefnei Ateva because the previous line is a separate stage. Who counts for a minion? So that's the Shulchan Aruch continues there. Who counts for a minion? You need a man over 13 years old. Ein omrim kaddish, ein omrim kaddish, oso pachas be'asara, zacharim, b'dei chorin, gedolim, shevi'u shtei sirus. Right? 10 men, who are free, not an Eved. That's why that Gemara, the Gemara in Bracha is about, he was Shechar Avdo to make the minion. Gedolim, Sheviyosh de Cyrus, right? Physical maturity and age. Right, the and what happens if somebody, if the boy is 13 years old and you're not exactly sure whether he has physical maturity? So for that, we rely generally on Chazaka Deraba. Chazaka Deraba, that's what the Shulchan Aruch says a little bit later in this same simin. If you know for sure that he has not brought physical maturity to pubic hairs, so that he does not count as a gadol, he counts as a katan, until he gets much older, and then you realize that maybe this is a saris. Fine. Umiyu says the Rama ain medaktin besiris. We don't check. Ain medaktin besiris elakol shegiel elakol shnosav machazkinan lo so kugadol vomer lin yizeh mistama hevish de siris. That's the Rama. It's known as chazaka de Rabba. That we Rabba says if a boy has age 13 years old, so we assume he has physical maturity, and therefore we can rely on that chazaka. We rely on that chazaka by dinim derabanan, not for dinim daraisa. So to be the chazan in shul, and for kriyas haTorah, and for benching, all of those are dinim derabanan, and this we would rely on a 13-year-old to be motzias and to be the chazan. But for a din daraisa, let's say, I don't know, a 13-year-old who you're not sure if it has physical maturity is a great baal tokeya, and you want him to blow shofar on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, right? Or, you know, whatever, Parsha Zachar, right? So then we would not allow it because that is a din daraisa. I remember speaking many years ago to another Rav, and the Rav says that, oh no, if that ever comes up, so we send him to a pediatrician and we make sure if he has physical maturity. The problem is that's a danger, because if he does not have, then he can't even lane. Can't even lane his parsha, right? Then you've ruined the chazaka d'rabba. So that's why generally the minhag olam is not to check. Okay. Enos in mamad moshav. So the next line of the Mishnah, we don't have these special stops and sittings on the way to the kvura. Based on the pasuk, him do yikarim, shvu yikarim. Shiva pa'amim, seven times. There's a lot of Kabbalah involved in all the minhagim of burial. Tzni, omrim birchas chasanim kol shiva. I'm sorry, enomrim birchas chasanim, avelim chasanim. So the birchas avelim, which is also something that they did in the days of old, we don't do this today, v'chasanim at sheva brachas, that you need 10. Tzni, omrim birchas chasanim kol shiva. We say Sheva Brachas the whole 7 days, the whole Shiva Simea Mishta. Sheva Brachas. Rabbi Yirmiya Savar Meimar. Rabbi Yirmiya thought to say, what does it mean we say the Berachas Hanim? Mafkin Kalasakal Shiva. You gotta bring out the Kala. And you say it in the presence of the Kala all 7 days. Amrele Rabbi Yosa Vatari Rabbi Chia. But in the Mishnah, there's a parallel between Birchas Chasanim and Birchas Avelim. So Omer Birchas Avelim Kal Shiva. Islacha Meimar Mafkin Misa Kal Shiva. The special brachas that you say by the cemetery, because you buried somebody. So that's parallel to the birchas of Sheva Brachas. What, so you bring the kala out for the whole week. You're going to bring the mace out the whole week? Obviously not. Right? So how is the parallel? So my kadun. So the Gemara answers, of course not. Of course not. But ma kan mesameach imo, av kan mesameach menachim imo. The parallel is just that you're mesameach with the chasen for 7 days. You're mesameach with the Avelim for 7 days. Menachem imo. Makan mazkirin, afkan mazkirin. And just like here, you are, mazkir, the shevach of the mace, b'shas denichum. So too, you're mazkir, the shevach of the kala, b'shas the simcha. It's not clear, but it sounds like the chas, the Gemara asked the question, can you bring the kala out? So it sounds like that's gonna, you don't have to bring the kala out? Who do you have to have there to break sheva brachas? The chas and the kala, both. Sounds like from the Gemara here that the chasen is the key, right? What happened? Remember, it happened, what happens if there's a story where the chasen has to be in Miluin, there's a war going on, whatever it is. So do you have Sheva Brachas if the chasen is not going to be there just with the kala? Sounds like that you need the chasen there, but the kala is not. Other Rishonim seem to say that you need both there. Different discussions, in the postgame. Good. Continue. Is Tani Tani Ein Avelim Olem in Aminyan? Is Tani Tani Avelim Olam and Aminyan. So in the days when they made the special Berchas Avelim, does the Avel count as part of the Minyan? Does it count as one of the 10? So two Machlokas in the Brises. Some say yes, some say no. So Amar Ravuna first tries to make Shalom. Man Damar Ein Avelim Olam and Aminyan. The one who says, the Brise that says, the Avelim don't count, Baveli Oso Hames. If it's their Shiva. Meaning, let's say there is two Avelim, and then there's 8 people coming to be Menachem. So they don't count because the 8 are being, you need 10 people that are Menachem, the mourners, and therefore they don't count. No, but if it's let's say, I don't know, you're at the cemetery and there's two levayas going on. So all of a sudden they're walking away from one cemetery, so you have eight comforters, two mourners, and then you pass by another bunch of avelim. So could the Brisa says that the avelim for a different mace can count as menachemim for the other mourners. That's the first suggestion. That's the machlokas and the brises. Depends. If the avelim themselves, they can't count as menachemim, but if they're being menachemim in other avel, so then they can. So Gemara says that's not true though. That can't be the brisa. Vatani yotzi lehisachim avalo lenachim. No, the halacha is that even if somebody is in shiva and they go out to be menachem, they don't count as menachemim. They're also misnachemim. They're still on the side of the avelim, and therefore you have to say there's a machlokas in the brises. You can't say that they go together. And that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Now, let's say somebody is sitting shiva, and one of their friends are also sitting shiva. They want to go pay a shiva call. You're not supposed to leave the house, you know, during shiva. But they want to leave the house. They have to. This is my best friend, and I have to go pay a shiva call to my friend. So the Shulchan Aruch says they go and they sit with the avelim. They don't sit with the Menachemim, even on a low share. They sit with the Avelim. That's based on this Gemara here. Shulchan Aruch and Shin Sadi Gimel. Avel Shloshi Yom HaRishonim and Yotzei LeBeis HaAvel. You know, the first 3 days and the next four are also a little different. The first 3 days, they don't leave. V'lo LeBeis HaKfaris B'kan V'Elech. After the first 3 days, in Meis La'achirim Meis Bishchunaso, if there's another Shiva going on in the neighborhood, Yotze Acher Amit LeBeis HaKfaris, let's say you want to go to the Levaya, Ve'eno Yoshev B'machem HaMenachemim El B'machem HaMisnachemim. They sit in the place of the mourners. They just sit next to the mourners, even if they're coming and it's not their house of mourning. If the covenant mace needs it, then they can even go out below the first day. The Rama says, I never saw this, Rama says, you know, the Avelim don't leave the house. They don't leave the house. They don't go pay shiva calls to others. The Efshar Shalav Chiyifu El Rishus. Could be that even the Shulchan Aruch is not saying it should be, but it can be. Nowadays, we don't have a lot of the procedures that they had in the days of old, the Berchas Avelim, so that's why they don't leave. They don't leave. And that's what this is the whole siman of Shulchan Aruch about an Avel not leaving the house. Avel Shavu Arisha in the Yotze Mi Pesach Beso, Don't go anywhere. Any yotzei b'chol lebeis haknesses, I will be Shabbos yotzei, v'anogem shebechol yom kriyas Torah b'chulu. Go. And then the last halacha of the Shulchan Aruch is, besides not going out, noagim kishem avelim shelo l'shanos b'mkom lebeis haknesses b'Shabbos yafei mosim. The question is, the avelim, our minog is to change our makom for the year, for a parent. So what about Shabbos? Is that called avelis b'farhesya? Right, on Shabbos. So the Shulchan Aruch says, good idea not to change your seat on Shabbos. The Yesh Omrim says the Ramah, Shagam B'Shabbos Yishanim B'Komo. V'chinam Menag HaPasha V'Yil Shanos HaMinag. Ramah says the Minag of Ashkenazim is to change the seat even for Shabbos, you change for the year. Okay, we continue. Back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Tini Shmuel, Ein Kedash HaKodesh El HaBasara. Right, just one other halacha of 10. Kedash HaKodesh also requires 10. So what exactly does Kiddush HaChodesh here mean? Because if you look in the beginning of Masechet Sanhedrin, the Mishnah there says, Ibar HaChodesh Bishlosha, right? Not with 10. So what's the Kiddush HaChodesh? Maybe it's the announcement. The Pnei Moshe says, Ba'asara kadei lefarsume milsa. The announcement, right? The Mefarshim wonder, they figure out exactly what part of the process of Kiddush HaChodesh, Ibar HaShada, requires 10. Okay. What's the source for requiring a minyan? So, Rabbi Ba, Rabbi Yosef, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Nemar Kan Eda, V'Nemar Lahalan. It says Eda when it comes to where? Question in the Mefarshim where this is talking about. So we'll go with the Karban Eda. Karban Eda says, V'Giv K'toshim, Daber Al Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael. V'Yamar Tadem K'toshim Ti, you say it to all of Klai Yisrael, use the word Eda there. V'Nemar Lahalan, and it says by the Meraglim, An Masai Lo Eda Hara Hazos. Eda, that evil Eda was 10, right? Excluding Yoshua and Kalev. So just like Eda, Ma Eda Amur Lahalan Asara, just like Eda by the Meraglim is 10, Afkan Asara, so too by Kedoshim Tiyu, it's 10, and there it says B'nai Yisrael. So therefore you see a group of B'nai Yisrael is 10. Day number one, we learn it now from the Meraglim. Amar of Simon, Namar Kant, right, which is all the Bali Musar talk about. Even the Meraglim, Even the Meraglim, they count for a minion. They count for a minion. Amar of Simon. Nemar kan toch, nemar lahalon. It's a different makar. Right here it says toch, right? You have to sometimes use a couple of Xer Shavas, right? It says here toch, by v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael, right? By Kiddush Hashem, by Tereshu V'kdusha, you need, it says toch. Nemar lahalon, and it says by the Shvatim that went to get Yosef, and there were 10 of them, because Yosef was there, and Binyamin didn't come. Right? So, v'yavo b'nei Yisrael l'shbar b'soch habayim. So, ma toch shenemar lahalan asar av kan asar. Just like it says 10 by toch by the brothers, and it means 10. So, too, by v'nektashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, it means 10 there. If you look, just before we continue, if you look in Rabbeinu Bachai in Emar, on that pasuk of v'nektashti, he is very upset about the Meraglim makar. Says, that's the makar for a minion? Right? The Meraglim? He says, I don't like that makar. He says, "Upir Shabbat Yaakov she'ein nuscha zu mutuk dekes she'ein lavi raya me'asar meraglim ledavar shebekdusha." Right, that's the makar. Avol ikra nuscha. He likes the toch toch. Likes the toch toch. Again, we have both of them here in the Yerushalmi. So the toch toch is learned out from the Shvatim. So Amar Rabbi Yosef Barbun, imi toch b'toch atlamed sagin inun. I don't think that's a good marker by the Toch. Because what does it say there? The brothers came b'soch habayim, amongst those who came to Egypt. So the Toch is going on all those who came to Egypt, which are hundreds, right? Not the brothers. The brothers were b'soch habayim. So the Toch isn't modifying, not going on the brothers, it's going on all the people that came to Egypt. So I don't think don't learn it from Betoch. So Ella Nemarkan, B'nei Yisrael, Nemar Lahalam, B'nei Yisrael. No, it says B'nei Yisrael by the brothers, and it says B'nai Yisrael here, B'nikdashi B'soch B'nai Yisrael, and that's where you learn it from. Malhalan Asar of Kan Asar, right, which is, you might say, B'nai Yisrael, it says B'nai Yisrael 100 times, 200 times in the Torah. But that's what we've mentioned in the past, that Xer Shava, you cannot darsh it on your own. Ein anan dung Xer Shava me'atzmo. Xer Shava, you have to have a Misora for. Remember the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, Sukkalam and Aleph. Whether Kal V'chomer, you could sure do yourself. Xer Shava, you could sure not do yourself. Everything else is a machlokas, right? Hekish and Minyano, but Gzera Shava for sure not. Why? The Ramban explains in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, because when you have a large book, you're obviously going to have words being repeated. You obviously got the words being repeated. So you can't darshan Gzera Shava yourself because you're going to, oh, it says the word the, it says the word the. Two the's. It says the word S, it says the word S. Right? In Ladavar Sof, the Ramban says. So Gzera Shava, you have to have a Misora for. But it doesn't, how could it be a machlokas about Gzera Shava? Right, there are machlokos sometimes. The words themselves that were passed down, how exactly, you know, let's say one of the contexts was, this toch is gonna be, this B'nai Yisrael is gonna be used. Where you connect it to, that takes a little svara. So there is a little flexibility and there can be machlokas, but at least part of the Gzeira Shava that is darshan, comes from a Rebbe, Misora, going back generations. Okay. Next part of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says, Karkos Tisha V'Kohen. If I am Makdish, my backyard, and now we have to get it appraised to see how much I have to actually give to the Beis HaMikdash, that requires 10. 10 people. 10 of them, one of them has to be a Kohen. Ubekarkos Tisha V'Kohen. K'neged Asar Kohenim Omer B'Varsha. It says the word Kohen 10 times in all the appraisal psukim at the end of Vayikra. Vayu Kulam Kohenim. So what's that? If it says Kohen 10 times, they have 10 Kohenim. What do you mean 9? What do you mean 9 Yisrael and 1 Kohen? Ribu yachar ribu lamait. Oh, the Gemara says, you have an extra word that's always merabe, includes, and you have double ribu, that's an exclusion. And ribu yachar ribu. So the first one includes a kohen. Well, maybe all of, we'll get to that later in a second. But you have all these kohenims. Each time you have a double kohen, it means you don't need a kohen. The you call them Yisraelim, so they should all be Yisraelim if they're all ribuis. No. And a parsha yosef below kohen. You need one. You need one. The first kohen is kohen. First kohen is telling you you need a kohen. The other ones are ribuyim, which are double ribuyim, which end up being exclusion. So you need 10. All the Rishonim, many of them, the Rashba, and the, we'll see if we have time for this at the end, discuss here, 10, what about Ein Bezdin Shakul? Right, we know from Sanhedrin, you can never have an even number court. Ein Bezdin Shakul. So the Gemara always says that you have 2, Mosif and Allah Echad. You have 4, Mosif and Allah Echad. So you always need odd. So the Rishonim here asks, why don't you need odd? So you might say, oh, you only need odd when you're a judges and you're making a decision. And here, the Rashi explains, here it has to be unanimous. Does that be unanimous? 10 against 0? Right? Or are you making decisions? Right? There's 2 days in Tosfos, the beginning of Mitzvos Chalitza. Right? The parak in Yevamah is about, about chalitza, you need three for chalitza. So there are two. Why do you need three? The Gemara says ein bezdin shakal. Ein bezdin shakal. I'm not making any decisions. So Tosfos has a line there. When you need a bezdin, it's got to be an odd number. Period. And then Tosfos says another day. No, there could be arguments about chalitza too. There could be things you have to decide. So 2 days in Tosfos, and this is a machloka, seems to be in the Rishonim. Is bezdin shakal purely ein bezdin shakal purely there so you don't run into stalemates? It's going to be an even number, and then you're not going to be able to get out. Or once, maybe that was the motivation in certain cases, but once odd number is what you need in certain cases, that's the definition of a bezdin. Bezdin is odd number, even in cases where no decision is going to be made, and you're just going to have to witness something. So that's part of the issue that's going on here. Okay, so ad kadun b'makdash guva shel sadeh. So I understand you need 10, where you amakdash a field, and now you have to estimate it, how much it's worth. What if a field is involved, but it's not the dvar hektish? For example, Amar, Demei Sadi Alai, I promise to pay the value of my field to the Beis HaMikdash. My field is not hektish. I promise money. I promise to pay the Beis HaMikdash money of my backyard. How much it's worth? You need 10 for that too? A field is involved, but it's not that the field is hektish. So, Nishmeinim and Adol, let's try to learn it from the Mishnah at the beginning of Sanhedrin. Erechin HaMetaltel Mishlosha. The line in the Mishnah says that arachin, right, which is the special values of the metaltelin, movable items, are b'shlosha. Says the Gemara, that sentence doesn't make sense. Why? Arachin, we know from the end of Vayikra, is only about people, depending on age and gender. So v'yesh arachin, skip the next word, metaltelin, do you have arachin of a movable item? Rabbi Yaakov Aracha, Rabbi Shimon Bar Abba, Rabbi Shimon Bar Chanina, the following, this is what it's referring to. Ha'omer hare erki alai. Somebody says, I want to give my erach. Right, that's what you can give. I want to give my erech, so depending on, again, on the age, depending on 5 to 20 to 60, so depending on the age, I want to give my erech, and then the gabbai of the Beis HaMikdash comes to get stuff from me to take to the Beis HaMikdash. So Ubala Sadro, and he comes to figure out a payment plan. So Minna Karka, if he takes some of my Karka, so then Shamalo Basara, so then 10 people are needed to evaluate. Minna Matatlin, if he's going to become from my movable item, Shamalo Bishlosha. So that's the case, that's what's referred to in the Mishnah. Erechin, ha-metaltelin, if you give your erech and the gabbai comes to take metaltelin, then shlosha. And therefore what? What's the rise? So explains Reb Chaim Kanievsky. But 1 second, Adam is hukish lekarkos, as we know from later on in the Mishnah. So why do you need 10 if they're going to take from metaltelin? Right? It must be that if the Adam or the karka are not the devar shehukdash, you don't need 10. Right, so here it's the person who's just going to give money, and that's why even though it's about his value and other usually hukash lekarkos, the fact that you only need 3, it must be that you don't need 10, except in a case where the karka is the dvar that you are makdish, and now you are removing it from hektish. So the Gemara says, who says that's a raya? That's talking about arachin. There might be a difference between arachin and damim, as we learned from Maseches Erechin. Ha'omer haraya erki alai eina omer ka'omer demei sadi alai. Remember, there's a difference between erechin and damim, right? Erechin are fixed amounts in Parshas B'chukosai, the erech of a person. Damim is the value, however much a person would buy a person for as an eved. And there's a difference in halacha. By erech, let's say I say my erech should be upon me, and then Bezdin comes and figures out I can't afford it. So Bezdin will figure out how much I could pay, and that's it. I don't owe the rest of the money. That's why maybe you need 10, because there's a risk factor involved. By damim, if Bezdin comes and sees how much I could pay, so then if I get rich next week, I got to pay more. I got to make it up. So it's not so important and crucial to have an exact evaluation with 10 people. So that's why the Gemara says it could be by erechin you might need 10, but not by damim. One more line, what we just explained. Avalam ama hareal I may amana lehektish. If I say I owe 100 to hektish as damim, shamalo bishlosha, 3 is enough. L'kishayasher nidam besignad, because when I become rich, so then I would have to pay what I couldn't have at the beginning. So again, there's no risk to hektish there by damim, so 3 is enough. But by erechin, maybe there could be a risk. So maybe you would need 10 to be more makbid about it. But either way, we don't have an answer to the original question. Period. Tani, avadim shvachot, once we're talking about how these types of top items, avadim shvachot, zubatatzle, elem, igeres, bikores. Slaves, males and females, and movable items, you don't have a bikores letter. What's that? Ma'u igeres bikores, rebu de barpazi amar achraza. When you make an announcement to sell something to try to get the best price for the Beis HaMikdash, have a achraza, you have this letter. So you don't do that for these three items. Ula Rabbi Shmuel Amar, why not? Avadim Shlo Yivrchu. You don't put in an announcement in the newspaper that you want to sell an Eved because the Eved's going to hear about it and he's going to run away. He doesn't know who his new owner is going to be. Shtarosu Metaltalin Shlo Yignavu. Shtarosu Metaltalin, so that a document and movable items, because if they're out on the market, people are going to know that maybe they're not being guarded as well as as well as they usually are. They'll go steal it. Rabbi Babar Kohen Boy Kubi Rabbi Yosa Less Had the Amar Shavadim Niftim Bishlosha. The fact that we don't want to publicize Avadim, so doesn't that mean that it must be that we're not going to sell them with 10, because that's going to be major, very public, right? That's what Lefarsim Milsa, you always have 10. So it must be with 3. But didn't our Mishnah say Amar Le'in? He says, yeah, 3 is good for an Eved. Amar Le'vataninu Bakagot Tishav HaKohen V'Adam Chayotzim. Doesn't our Mishnah say, though, that you need 10 people to evaluate an Adam? Amar Le'Adam Dehacha Ben Chorinu. There's a difference between a free person and a slave. When it comes to a free person, then you need 10 to evaluate. But to come to a slave, midrabanan, we're going to say no, because then he's going to run away if he hears about it. You know what? Let's stop there. By chidunah, by the shem, we'll continue next time, because that has to do with a different topic. Okay, we'll stop here.